This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. Here's a quiz for you. What do Bugs Bunny, Scarlett O'Hara, and Michelle Obama have in common? Carrots. In addition to being loved by some famous folks, carrots also have the distinct advantage of getting tastier late into the season. And at Stone Barn Center for Food and Agriculture in Tarrytown, next week will be about the last time to harvest carrots from its fields. Stone Barn's farm manager Jack Algier is back with us for this week's segment of Last Chance Foods on Carrots. Thanks for coming in again, Jack.
Thank you for having me.
So how does a small farm like Stone Barn's compete with all the sprawling farms that dominate the California carrot industry?
Well, varieties can make a big difference in that some varieties don't ship well, some don't can't be harvested mechanically. That's a big thing. Varieties are chosen on the large scale for their mechanical harvesting ability and that sort of thing. Where otherwise, we're completely selecting our varieties for flavor and for color and particular texture, coreless, all these different things that in the industrial model just don't fit.
So what kind of varieties do you grow?
Well, there's generally a couple of types of carrots that we grow, and within those types are several varieties. One called Mokum, which is a Nantes type. And a Nantes has a nice rounded shoulder on the top, and relatively the same width all the way to the tip. The other type is called a Chantenay, which is another type of French carrot, has broad shoulder and comes down to a point, sort of the triangular-shaped carrot that you would see out there. Those are generally more storage carrots. I prefer this variety that I brought with us.
And, yeah, what do we have here?
That's called Mokum.
And these are about the thickness of maybe a big thumb. Is this as big as they get?
They do get slightly bigger, although that particular variety is meant to grow about 8 inches long and about the size width of a quarter.
So what can I expect when I bite into this Mokum?
Sweet and bright.
Oh, very sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of soluble sugars and nutrients in this carrot. We actually test our carrots for Brix, which is soluble sugars. And they're very high percentage of soluble nutrients. And generally in a storage carrot, they're very low. So there's some big differences in the nutritional value of that carrot in that sort of freshness.
And there's no, I guess, that piney aftertaste that you often get with carrots. There's
right.
None of that with this one.
And that's a breeding. That's a thing for breeding. So, you know, all the carrots came from Queen Anne's lace. A lot of people are used to seeing around here the big, beautiful white Queen Anne's lace.
They considered are considered a weed.
Yeah, they're
you see it
exactly.
growing in ditches and stuff along roadsides.
They're the exact same species. It's just a cultivated version of that species. So what was originally a white root, if you pulled that out of the ground, to have a nice long white taproot. Also, natively, they've been purple, too. So they bred those, too, until they finally got this orange carrot, which is sort of the epitome. So now there's a lot of other carrot colors out there. You can see, go to the farmer's market, and you'll find purple and green and yellow and red carrots, as well as the orange. But I think the best breeding has been done in the orange as far as the flavor. The best flavored ones that I've had are nice and orange.
How have they lasted? We've had several frosts.
Well, with any vegetable that can make it into the winter a little bit and actually handle light frosts, it does improve the flavor, because as a storage vegetable, this is always turning all of its sugar into starch to accumulate. But when it freezes and then thaws back out, there's a starch to sugar transition that happens. And the more that happens within a certain temperature range, the more concentration of sugar is developed. So actually the winter carrot, especially the late fall and early winter carrot, will always be superior to anywhere else. So that's the sort of benefit of the Northeast, is that we have nowhere else competes with us as far as that kind of flavor at this time of year.
Oh, that's great. Oh, we have an advantage. What's your favorite carrot recipe?
Actually, my favorite carrot recipe is just right out of the ground, to be honest. I like fresh carrots, shredded or just by themselves. I can't imagine a better way to eat them, although we cook them a little bit, put them in soups and that sort of thing. But I much prefer to eat them raw.
Eat them raw with a little dirt on them. Jack Algier is the manager of the farm at Stone Barn Center for Food and Agriculture in Tarrytown. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Dan Barber, the chef at Blue Hill at Stone Barns, has a recipe for carrot shooters. Check it out on our culture page at WNYC.org and send us your favorite carrot recipes. This is WNYC.